Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to Favor Life, the Process of Deal on Blog Talk with Road Radio, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. In this 15-minute empowerment, you are going to be encouraging that walk of faith and that process and that favor life, understanding and knowing why God is doing what he's doing in your life and calling you to kingdom assignments and kingdom with a kingdom message of power, of authority, of life, understanding and knowing why we have to move in a realm of faith that is pleasing unto the Lord. That process is that place where we are being made. It is that place where we are being made line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth. When God calls an individual, a family, or a nation for his glory, he gets the glory out of them. And he takes them through a process that gets them ready for what he's called them to, what he's purposed them to, as he did with Israel. And we don't want to be as Israel. We don't want to be stiff-necked, and we don't want to be stubborn and not submitted unto his will. But we want to be able to submit to the will of God, understanding and knowing that as we do, we're allowing that process to make us and shape us in a way where our faith, which is tried, that is more precious than silver, than gold, when we allow the dross, that trying fire, to take the things that are not like God, the things that are in our attitude, our gratitude, our behavior, our conduct, and our words, and all of these things that are not like him, and even in the places of our heart where we might harbor things, and we allow the heat of what God has us in that trial to raise that thing to the top, to make that the sticky, the ugly stuff come to the top and be scooped off, that the genuineness of his will, of his life, of his power will be seen, that we will see the manifestation of him like never before, where we allow the word and the fruits of the spirit to be those things that come up, that bubble up, that spring up with the life and the power of God, because we are applying the principles of his truth to our daily walk and saying, Lord, here am I, use me for your glory. Here am I. I submit myself unto you that you might get the glory out of me as you're making me and causing my faith to be that which is that will endure through every situation, knowing that you are true, that you are faithful, because I testify as your witness, saying that what Jesus Christ has done and what he has supplied and given, it is true. And it is true because the signs and miracles and wonders follow me because I am a believer. And my testimony in him says that the same thing that he has done and has given is now being seen and active in my life by the power of the Holy Spirit. So that's that process that gets us ready, that prepares us for all of these things and allows the glory of God to be evident. That place of favor life. It's a place where we see God giving us favor, not only with him, but with man. We see this favor in the lives of many believers in the Bible. We see it with Esther. We see it with Abraham. We see it with David. We see it, God giving favor with many men and women in the Bible, with Ruth. And we see the greatness of his power that he allows someone to stand with them as the will of God is being done, and they help them. When they help them move in the realm of what God says, they help them go into and possess what God has promised and what God has spoken in their lives. And so we see that great evidence. We see that, and it's great and it's mighty. And so we want that same favor. We want that same life. We want that same truth. We want to say that same evidence in our lives favor with God and man, as the principles of God are being seen, and we see the greatness of God as others come stand with us and help us win, whether they know it or not. They might be doing it not understanding that God has chosen them to show up at the time that they show up, that the alignment of their obedience to the will of God, whether it was with that job, that application, that yes to something, that information that they gave, was in alignment to the purpose of God that helps us win. So God will cause those to stand with us even when they don't know that they're standing with us to help us win. And that's what we pray, that we are always in alignment to his truth and his word. But those who he's allotted or he's joined to us, that they will be on time, that we won't miss opportunities, that they will be in the place that they need to do what God's will is, and that they will show the favor of God as God commissions them to say yes and move in that agreement. We see that Abraham saw and looked and he saw what God wanted for his life, and not only his life, but for the next generations. He saw in the stars and in the sand what God intended and purposed. And so by agreeing with God, he was able to see in the spirit and gain access to what God had for him spiritually. And by faith, pulling on that faith to manifest that in the natural. And so the Bible says, if we have the faith of Abraham, then the promises of Abraham are ours. That's what it tells us in the New Testament, by believing in Jesus Christ. So part of our process is having faith like Abraham, to hear and to see what God is telling us spiritually, and have the faith to walk it out and pull it from eternity into time, knowing that God himself is faithful and he will do what he says, no matter what it looks like, no matter how long it takes, no matter what obstacles are going against us. And we see this evident, and we see this with David. We see this with many people in the Bible as they go through the journey of what they go through, and they are tried, because we understand and know that the enemy is just not going to let you have anything. We have to stand on the word of God, and our faith, which is great, which is powerful, moves that mountain, moves those things that try to stand against it, because we're not wrestling with flesh and blood. That person, that group of people, or that company or whoever it is might come against you, but we understand it's not them who's doing this. It is the enemy himself trying to maneuver and to gain mastery over you, and you have the authority and the power that says, I have mastery over him because we were crucified with Christ, but nevertheless we live in the life that we live now by faith is through Christ Jesus. So it's God's life in us. And because it is his life, that same resurrecting power and life that is in us commands us to walk in victory, commands us to win, to commands us to be overcomers. We overcome in this life and the life to come. And so because of these things, we win no matter what it looks like. We have to stay the course. We have to stay it. We have to decree. We have to declare. We have to make sure that we are not allowing the enemy to frustrate us or to sway us or to cause us to compromise. But we believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. We believe to see God moving on our behalf, God answering us, God solving the problem as we pray the prayers of faith, causing and asking him to intervene in our earthly affairs, our earthly events of life, so that we can receive all that he has for us. And so we know this, that the word of God will not fail us, because it is God himself breathed out. It is God himself saying, these are my attributes. These are my characters. This is me. And I breathe myself into my word. That's why I will not fail, because it is me. So when you believe me by faith, when you believe me standing on the word of God, when you believe me trusting in me, God's word says, now I back up what I say in your life, because you have said, this is what I trust in, God and his word. This is what I rely on, God and his word. This is what I stand in, God and his word, by the power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. And I know that God will perform and do exactly what he said, because he will not fail, because I'm giving him back his word, and I've aligned myself in all these areas. I've made sure that there was nothing that separate me from God in the form of sin in my heart, in my mind, in my motives, my actions, or my deeds. and I've aligned myself to God's truth so that he will be glorified in me. And when we do these things, God is going to cause his power, his strength, and his victory to be on us. We cannot seek after God, seek after his will, and he not reward, he not bring his victory, he not show up, he not answer, he not defeat an adversary, he not do what he says, because he's that kind of God who never fails, and he be for us. I'm saying it the way that I like to say it. He be for us. And the word said, if God is for us, who can be against us? But I like to say it, and I say it all the time, he be for us, and he be for his people, because he is committed to his word. He's committed to his covenant. He will not let go of his covenant. He's married to it. So what he has spoken and what he has said regarding us is going to manifest. I don't care what we go through and how it looks. We're going to taste and see the goodness of the Lord. We're going to experience what God has said, and it's not going to be what we think. It's going to be what God has commissioned and said, and you have to know and believe that. God is not a liar. He is not a liar. He is not a liar. He is not a liar. And he is waiting on his sons and daughters to begin to speak and decree the word of God by faith as kingdom citizens, knowing who you are as a kingdom citizen, knowing what has been given to you, knowing what you have access to, knowing the promises of God, and releasing the power by faith that unlocks doors, the word of God, like Jesus did. It's showing up to do the miraculous thing in power, speaking and knowing that as you do, God is going to perform greatly and mightily on your behalf. And that's what you have to understand. And that's what God wants for us. That's what he wants for us. And we have to allow that to be that which is seen, the kingdom of God in us every day, the kingdom assignment, the kingdom authority, the kingdom life, the kingdom truth. We've got to see those things perform, those things manifest to a world who's looking for an answer, to a world who doesn't understand our God and thinks that it's just a bunch of talk and it's just for those who are weak and they just need a crutch and they don't see the power of God in action. This is what God has told us. We are to represent him, knowing that as we do, as witnesses of his, witnesses as he backing us, that we have now been given the access to power, to authority, to life, to truth, that makes miracles, signs, and wonders follow us. And how we live, and the prayers that we pray, and the keys of the word that we go and pray and unlock, and how we stand in faith, knowing that it's going to show up, praising God for the end result before it happens. It's not show us, then we'll say it. It is, I'm going to use my faith because I see it in the spirit, and I'm going to thank him for it now, even though it has not yet appeared. I know it's going to appear because my faith says so, because God's word has said that, and I'm aligning to his will. You have to do that. The enemy's going to try you in your faith. Folks will say you're crazy for believing, for standing, but you have to know that if God has said anything to you about your journey, about your purpose, about his call on your life, and he has said it, and he has backed up his word, it will surely come to pass. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care how much time has gone by. I don't care the obstacles that you're facing. That is an indication of how great of a blessing you're going to be to what God has commissioned for your life, those God has commissioned for your life. You're going to be a blessing, and the enemy is trying to stop you from getting to that place because if you are going to make an open show of the enemy to let others know again that he's not only defeated, but he has no power and authority over you, and the will of God has been done and is being done in your life. And so the enemy doesn't want you to get there. Circumstances might fight you, but you better believe and know what God has promised you is going to happen in your life. Do not be dismayed. Don't be discouraged. The God of heaven who cannot lie, if he said it, If he said it, it will surely come to pass. Do not give up. Do not let go. Don't get weary. Don't get exhausted. Don't keep your eyes on other folks and what they're saying in the culture and what they're saying in the government. What is And keep your eyes on him and know that you are blessed and that you are more than a conqueror. I am Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. Be blessed and know that you are more than a conqueror, and we'll see you the next time in Jesus' name.